So with this realization in mind, I decided to embrace all of the different versions of myself, even allow myself to reinvent myself at times. So, for example, in high school, I have to confess, I was a mega nerd. I had no sense of fashion, thick glasses, uncool hairstyle. You can get the idea. I think, actually, I only had friends because I shared my homework. That's the truth. But once at university, I was able to find a new identity for myself. And the nerd became a popular girl. But it was MIT, so I don't know if I can take too much credit on that. As they say over there, the odds are good, but the goods are odd. I switched majors so many times that my advisors joked that I should get a degree in random studies. I tell this to my kids. And then over the years, I have gained a lot of different identities. I started as an inventor, entrepreneur, social innovator. Then I became an investor, a woman in tech, a teacher. And most recently, I became a mom. Or as my toddler says repeatedly, "Mom!" day and night. Even my accent was so confused that its origin was so obscure that my friends called it Rebecca-nese.